Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo live on blogtalkradio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real, RealMSCLEO. Happy Friday, everyone. It is March the 29th, 2013, and it is a most delicious day here in downtown Lake Worth. We are maxing out, I believe, at a lovely 76, a gentle breeze on the wind, some very artistic clouds moving around in the sky, and I am feeling most lovely. I know some of you are still dealing with a very, very late winter, and I do apologize. Some have had some harsh words for Punxsutawney Phil, and y'all need to lighten up, man. Ain't no telling if Punxsutawney Phil said that it was supposed to go that way, he's natural. That means that maybe somebody might be messing with something else, you know. So don't blame Punxsutawney Phil. Cut the brethren some slack. Say, Miss Cleo, you sound kind of mischievous today. Well, of course I sound mischievous. I am so doggone tickled. I'm tickled brown, right? Because why? Come on, no. You all have been hearing the first single released from my second spoken word CD, and it officially drops tomorrow, March 30th, 2013. Well, Sam, Miss Cleo, why did you choose that date? CDs typically drop on this day or that day, and well, darling, I'm anything but typical, and I don't navigate Babylon's way, which I don't have no judgment for it. I navigate the way I saw me know, and that is always by the numbers. Anything that I do of this kind of importance, I will take a look at the numerological vibration around the date, around the number of tracks, on how long the actual CD is. I mean, I'm meticulous like that. So when I give mad props to all of the deliciously talented people that worked with me on this project and that work with me daily, you must know that they have to be a special breed to be open enough to navigate. And that's not to say that if they work with me, they believe what I believe. They do practice daily, though, respect. You understand? And so we have mutual respect. But trust me, their task on the practical side can get a little bit unusual. Because they are off left to explain it to someone else. You understand? Although I'm always happy to, but sometimes I can be a little gruff. So today's show is going to be a bit abbreviated because, as you can imagine, we are getting prepared for the CD release party. And this first party is a private party, not because I think that I am any type of elite, but it is private because it is solely and wholly for my family, which includes my family, of which we share name and origin. And then there is my family that I have created over the years. And when I have a party, it is celebration of them, because the way that I write my rhymes, my poetry, it is usually reflective of the individuals in my life, the individuals that I care about, the individuals who I care what they think. I am keen to hear their earnest opinion. I am keen to feel safe that when they need to say something that they feel I may not like, but perhaps I need to hear, they are more than willing to take the risk each and every time. And for that, my dears, I am so blessed, so rich, and so humbled. So the first CD release party will be for my family, and for they have navigated this Full Moon Madness project and actuality with me. So, his name is Cleo. Well, like, this is going to be like a self-interview, right? It's so funny. But I want you all to hear it first, because certainly I will be on a number of different shows in the month of April and possibly through the first week in May. And we're going to make sure that you have all of that information. We are actively and currently getting all of that information up on the website so that each and every individual has that access to it. Now, this will be a digital download. At this current time, we will not be pressing any physical CDs. There may come a time as we get closer to the beginning of the fourth quarter of this year that we may indeed do that. But for right now, it is all digital download. And we will be providing some additional information to you as the next hours go. All right, as the next hours go, because we start the countdown at 6 p.m. This evening. And then we will keep you updated on where and how to get a hold of the CD. Direct link, no anxiety on how to purchase it. So we're going to make sure that all of that information, you guys are going to get tired of hearing from us via Twitter, on Facebook. So stay connected, so you can stay informed and you can get out there. And then I am looking forward to your feedback. I'm looking forward to the love. And like I said, I appreciate the earnestness, because I don't expect everyone to like every track. I do. I absolutely do. And one that I struggled with back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, the creative process. Any of you out there within the sound of my voice that are creatives, understand that knowing when to step back and knowing when to not listen to everyone else, and then knowing when to listen to yourself, it's quite a dance in someone's head. So if you are in love with, or a parent of, or a friend of a creative, and you think that half the time they're out of their minds, it's not that they aren't, because you're probably accurate, but that it's out of their minds with creativity on how to edit but not stifle. You know, and it's quite the dance. The title for the CD came from something that you all often hear me talk about, and that is menopause. And I don't even like the word menopause, because men have nothing to do with it. Rastafari, what the hell? They don't even have a uterus. You understand? So I don't understand. So I would get frustrated in having to refer to it, but I didn't want to refer to any of the other supercilious names, the change, the pause. Yeah, I didn't want to deal with that. I wanted to give it something that meant something to me, something that would allow me to plug into it so that I understood what was happening for me. And a dear friend of mine refers to it as Full Moon Madness. And that made me giggle. But at the same token, it made sense. So this is where the title of the CD came from. You say, okay, well, we get that, Miss Cleo, but what the hell? Well, I've probably been working on this CD since the end of 2009, when I lost my dundun, lost my mom, lost my best friend, lost my teacher, lost my mentor. She was everything to me. And I didn't handle it as well, even given what I know, given what I do. I didn't handle it as well as I would have liked to. And it occurred while I was navigating menopause. So that element made it seem magnified. It made it feel magnified. So the pain almost seemed insurmountable. I wasn't even sure how to wrap my head around the pain, around the loss. And then I went into denial of that. But the menopause didn't let the denial stick. You know what I'm saying? It was like loose jello. So it was easily rocked. It was easily broken down. And when I got to a point where I was clearly understanding what was going on for me, I had entered the last leg of menopause, which can be anywhere from 2 years to 2.5, 3 years. And I started to look back over my shoulder to observe my behavior, to observe the situations and the incidences and the day-to-day life that may not have been the norm, but it was day-to-day life. People are born, people die. And I started to see a very interesting pattern, and I started to make other observations of women that I would hear about on Snapped, you know, that series Snapped, and looking at what age they were when certain things happened. And I thought, wow, you know, I wonder if full moon madness is a legal defense, you know, temporary insanity due to menopause. And it's not. But there are a number of women in there, which I'm pretty sure, you know, if they kill the husband and the new wife, like that one, I can't remember her name, like that one woman, then you certainly understand that, ooh, something snapped. And when you are going through menopause or navigating full moon madness, let me tell you something, boss. You don't even look like yourself to yourself. Imagine what you must look like to the people who know and love you. And it can be very, very, very frightening. So essentially, it was important to me to share that, and I needed to express that. But I lost Dun Dun during that time. So I wrote some of these pieces a number of years ago, you know, 2009, 2010, 2000, even parts of 2011, perhaps. Actually, probably not, 2009, 2010. And then a number of pieces have been written this year in 2013. And it, because of the CD, thought I was going to be able to get it out last year, and it just didn't happen because the time wasn't right. And this feels so right on so many levels. I made a commitment to complete it and have it done and have it be out there in my manifestation board at the transit of Venus last year, June the 3rd, 2012. So as we are just a few months from coming full circle, I feel very good. I feel very good about the project. I feel amazing about the people that I have met since this time, since I began the project, because I think what has brought it full circle now is that all of the right people, for lack of a better word, all of the necessary people, all of the key people, all of those wonderful vibrational people that I needed to bring this to completion are in place. And we have many projects afoot. Again, giving love out to At Insane Sounds, at I Am T-Walk, and at LDC Management, all individuals who have worked with me very, very closely on this project and are also equally responsible for the success of this project. There will be no need to entertain anything other than that, because we all feel very proud. Because, again, these are talented, talented, talented individuals. And good-humored individuals, individuals with integrity. So these are things that are rare commodities nowadays. And I, again, feel so rich and so blessed to know these people. And then all of the vendors catering the event, we have worked deliberately to bring in small businesses. So at this time, I'd like to go ahead and give some love out to them right now. Kilwin's Chocolate, Rafia Maria Abraham, here in Lake Worth. They have a store in downtown Lake Worth on Lake Avenue, and they also have a store in the casino building up on the beach. We will be handing out certain delicious little chocolates in our gift bags. that we will be giving to our guests as they leave, which will also have all of the information business cards for our vendors. And so as they leave, they take away the opportunity to continue to patronize these small businesses in the area. There will also be Mad Love. Matter of fact, I went out last night with my family who is in town, and we went out to the Wellington Food Truck Invasion. So Mad Love up at Food Truck Invasion in Wellington. And my three grandsons, you know, this is for kids. This is like, oh my goodness. And then my partner's son and his wonderful wife, Callie. We were just having a delicious, delicious time. And so we tried any number of things. So I need to give some love out to Ache Grill. If you love Argentinian fare, this is some wicked good stuff. I had a prosciutto and provolone empanada. Oh my goodness, it was wicked. And then the chimichurri fries. And my daughter-in-law had fabulous chimichurri skirt steak. And then we went to Hip Hop's truck. Oh my goodness, you all have got to check it out. It's fabulousness on a stick. And we also got to give some love out to at PS561. Mad Love, that was a funny scene. Enough respect, brethren. I got to make sure I check you guys every chance I get. A wonderful story. We'll tell you more about it on Monday. Also, Mad Love out to at Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes. Dolce G Cupcakes. That's on Twitter. I talk about these cupcakes like they are religion, right? And it's delicious because these are the sweetest people. I tell you, you know, again, I don't want to prattle on because y'all know I can get caught up about the cupcake. And so my stepson is looking at me like, okay, whatever, you know, cupcake's a cupcake, Cleo, you know, no big deal, you know. So we get out there, the line is short, you know. If you go to Dolce and the line is short, don't say we are come back because the line might be around the corner. I'm telling you, if the line is short, get in line and get your cupcake them. So the line was short. I said, no, we are stop right here. We stop right here, right now after we get the cupcake. And so we stop and we get the cupcakes. And when they bit into the cupcakes, everybody had a fit. They were like, oh my God. We understand now. Lord Jesus, Lamb the Bible. I saw it wicked. Rare, rare. Yeah, man. I skin over, skin over, skin over, skin over, skin over. You hear me, man? So I was got some good stuff. So Dolce G Cupcakes will also be catering my favorite flavor, which is the maple bacon chocolate cupcake Rastafari. And we're going to have another flavor there because I'm sure there's a few people who don't do the whole bacon thing. Boy, I need to think about that. You make sure. George, no, we had a couple of flavors, so I'll just make sure that we got it covered. Just note to self. See, that's what's happening. I can't even focus because everything is still about the party. So they will be there. Still the best cupcake, bar none. I think they need to be on television. I think somebody needs to focus on them. I think she is an amazing story, and we are looking forward. But she is a busy woman. So we are hopefully looking forward soon to having her come on the show and talk to us about how she began this amazing vibration and just for you all to get inspired. She's a really cool lady and enough respect. I'm gonna put her out there on Front Street and tell her thank you from the bottom of my heart. We wanted to use these small businesses so we could spend our money on small business and share the joy of doing that and the product as well. And she is graciously donating the cupcakes to our CD release party. So I was absolutely blown away by that. So mad love and respect. But, you know, it's a beautiful thing when community takes care of community, right? That's the way it happens. And then we will also have at Mother Earth Cafe, who will be providing us with more fire burgers, more fire nubs, and One Love nubs, and Mediterranean turkey nubs. And all of the first two burgers, the One Love and the More Fire, nubs are yam and pigeon pea-based vegetarian burgers that is Patty's own personal special recipe. It is one of my favorites. The Morfire burger she is designing just for the CD release party, and it will have the addition of some scotch bonnet. Uh-oh. So you're going to be Morfire. Yes, my dear. So she is bringing those. And the Mediterranean turkey, for those who need a little bit more, it is also a delicious burger with olives and tomato and spinach. Just divine. Again, all Patty's personal creations and recipes. And then when I stopped by her shop this morning to confirm the order and the pickup time, she looked at me and said, well, you know, I'm not going to give you an invoice for this. And I was like, Rastafari, you know, but it just feels so good, you know, when you are fortunate enough to preside and reside in a community where people actually care, you know, where people really are good people. You don't have to worry about all of the bad news out there. My friend Jonathan in the UK says, you know, there are more good things happening than bad things. He said, but the bad things seem to be the things that wind up on the news. And he said, that's because they're unusual. So that's why they wind up on the news, because the good things seem awfully ordinary. And I thought, what a concept. So I am resonating in that space that, yeah, you know what? Most of the time, good things happen. And we don't talk about them because we talk about the bad stuff. So today, I'm talking about the good stuff, you know, because I have friends who are bringing chairs and another friend who is loaning me tables. And I'm not running around like a chicken with my head cut off, because I've learned to give up some control. I've learned to trust these people because they've earned my trust. You know, so we've got some, it's a wonderful thing. We've also decided as part of, you know, putting your money where your mouth is, and sometimes it's a little bit more expensive, but we are making this a biodegradable party. So all of our plates, and even I have to give a prop to Solo Cups. Solo Cups now produces a biodegradable, you know, party outside cup. So we are making sure that we are buying those cups. Even our gift bags are going to be the biodegradable, compostable little paper bags. And we will be drawing peace signs and daisies and flowers and really cool stuff on these bags as we place smaller biodegradable bags with some chocolates in there. And everyone's information. So it's really been a most organic experience. Things that I needed were on sale. I've got vibrant colors, and I got the most wicked lava lamp today, because the whole vibe of the CD release party is retro 70s. So, you know, there's some folks here. We'll have people here from the ages of 21 to 73 and everything in between. And that is how colorful and layered and multifaceted my family is. And that makes my heart feel full. I will be dedicating the evening to my sister-in-law, Deb. And it seems a bit more raw right now than it has for the last couple of weeks. Only because I know that if there was ever someone in my life who supported me in my creativity 1,000%, it was her. And so it means a lot to dedicate the evening, as well as this project, to her and to my dundun and to my daddy. These are the most significant people in my adulthood who taught me what it was to be a human being, what it was to love self, and what it is to know that life is short, and you must live life. You're not supposed to let life live you. And to all of you, I say thank you again, because you all have made my path back a really beautiful one, because you have not brought me fuckery and madness. You have brought me love, glee, and humor. And I love that, and I appreciate you. So, let's see. My boss, I think, is on the air. Hold on. What's happening, boss?
Hey there. How are you? You know, you got a little choked up and a little emotional. I was like, I got to call in and give her some love.
But see, this is my boss. You all hear me talk about him all the time. Welcome, as always, Mr. LeVan Collins, CEO and founder of LDC Management.
We are super excited about the weekend. The crew that I'm driving with coming down there tomorrow, we are super excited. Everyone involved, as you mentioned, we all support you 1,000%. We are super excited to truly get this project up and off the actual ground. And this is exciting time. So I know that your sister-in-law is definitely with you throughout this entire journey, and there's no one else that has your back. But because she has your back, she knows that we also have your back as well. So we're all in this together, Mom.
Yes, we are. I'm going to blame it on the moon and full moon madness. How about that? All right, darling, thank you so much. You are a gem, and I don't know how I would do it without him. He keeps me on the straight and narrow, and again, not an easy task. Not an easy task. So what we're going to do is we're going to close the show today. I'm going to dry up the tears, tell you how much I love you, tell you to have a safe weekend, tell you happy holiday, whether you're celebrating one particular holiday from the other. I don't want to say the wrong name for each one. So be safe. Embrace your families. If you are happy enough and joyous enough to be spending the time with them, embrace them. Life is indeed short, and we don't ever seem to know when it's going to separate. So hug up, everybody. I love you, and we'll see you on Monday. All right, we're going to close this out. Boss, you off. See you tomorrow. And we're going to end this. He's going to be so proud of me. We're going to end this one more time by playing What If.
What If? Woohoo!
At the end of a long day, I like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometimes. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet? What if canines, felines, dolphins, and elephants are a higher intelligence? What if the dinosaurs came here, thrived, and left right before the Egyptians arrived? What if we are a creation of a greater being's imagination? What if the stars in the sky are a grand treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek? What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if there is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday? Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender and sexuality. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve. And when the life is done, the intergalactic traveler returns home. What if there are stargates, triangles, and portals that allow each and every one of us to move about the universal cabin without care? What if beings from other planets and places in space study us like we study animals? That would certainly explain all the stories about alien abduction? What if, when we sleep, we really exist somewhere else? Perhaps a different dimension or a parallel universe. And when we are awake, we exit here, wherever that might be. What if we create every moment we speak? What if time is something man-made up? What if we all have the power to create and...